Perth, Western Australia. Now, I've had a look at your filmography. We've got a lot of very down-to-earth characters, medical dramas and hospital police dramas, and then we have Battlestar Galactica. Was that a total change of pace?
I don't know. I think the whole ethos of Battlestar is to bring science fiction down to earth. So you used the phrase down to earth. I think when I first read the script, Ron Moore had written 2.5 pages mission statement, and it was about taking the opera out of sci-fi, space opera out of sci-fi, and turning it into more of a documentary feel, and everything should feel quite intimate and immediate. But yeah, of course it is a change of space. The first time I've been into outer space for a start, first time I've flown a spacecraft and encountered a Cylon. So yeah, there was a lot of different elements to working on the show. You know, some days I'd be just sat inside the cockpit of a Viper pretending to have, you know, these epic dogfights in space, and that was something I'd never done before. But yeah, there are always similarities. A show like Horatio Hornblower is similar, actually, in many ways to Battlestar. You know, basically on a naval vessel, out in sea space, without a context, without land, and the drama is quite contained. So there are lots of similarities with other things that I've done.
You say that Battlestar Galactica was kind of in space, but without the space opera. Did it feel like? Well, what I'm trying to ask, on set, do you actually have the Cylons there, or do you have to use your imagination a lot, or does it feel like something that's real?
Well, the most significant Cylons in our job were, you know, human being-looking like things. Like, sorry, my English has just evaporated. They were humanoid. So, no, most of the time you're talking to them, and they're other actors. So, yeah, when we had the old toasters or whatever they were called, they would be largely cardboard props that were there for line of sight, so you were looking in the right sort of place. And obviously they were then digitally inserted after in the post-production process. So, yeah, they were sort of there and not there at the same time. But we didn't interact too much with them. I mean, the show really was a human show about human issues, social issues, political conflicts, war, survival, very immediate stuff. So there wasn't a lot of green screen, a significant green screen, and there wasn't a lot of the most instance where that happened was in the Vipers, was pretending, you know, to do these sort of 360-degree space fights and things flying at you from different directions. That was where the imagination was required.
Okay, now, speaking of imagination and Battlestar Galactica, we hear a lot of different interpretations of how it finished. How do you feel about the ending?
I absolutely love the ending. I think it's sublime. And when I read it, I was just delighted. It seemed to be tonally perfect. It was a meditation on the journey that these people's been on. You know, they were finding home or creating a new home. There was a circularity to it, which I found very satisfying. And I thought it was beautiful.
Cool, because we also have a lot of people debating the new series versus the old series. We've had somebody in this room telling us how much they prefer the old series. Is going. Have you seen the old one? Do you have much to do?
I saw it as a kid, yeah. And I loved it, you know, as a 7-year-old. Watching back in the early 80s, it was a part of my childhood. And, you know, I think it's almost sort of unfair to compare them, because that was the 1970s. Television was doing a completely different thing than it is now. And for us to make a show that was like that just wouldn't have worked today. And, you know, the only reason to revisit material is to find something new in it. And then I think we did. So, but we were still very true to the premise. It was about humanity being attacked and having to find a new home. And you know, we were reacting with Ron's writing and Ron's stories to a post-9/11 America. You know, Iraq invasions, and our show was about the world as it was in 2003. And obviously, the original show was a completely different climate, trying to do a completely different thing in a much more innocent era for television and arguably for the United States, which was the sort of, you know, parameter through which we viewed humanity.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good read on the show. Now, you were acting alongside, like, Edward James Olmos. Is he very intimidating in real life?
He was at the very beginning, because I didn't know him very well. And he used that sort of factor to make us all step up to the mark. And, you know, it was quite a young cast. And I think, you know, he wanted us to take the show very seriously and the story very seriously. So I think he used a bit of that, but I know him very, very well now, and I'm not intimidated by Eddie at all anymore. I still respect and admire him hugely, but he's a very warm, giving, very, very loyal friend, and yeah, intimidating is not a word I would choose to use about our relationship, but you know, he does exact high standards when you're working with him, and that's why he's a good person to work with.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what came across to your on-screen dynamic. That was a really key part of both of your characters.
Yeah, yeah, and at the beginning we didn't know each other well, and we sort of, you know, he was quite, you know, a tough, distant kind of taskmaster, and so those scenes when we were estranged as father and son were yeah, there was something there that was very visceral. I'm sure Eddie did most of that on purpose, and then gradually, you know, he opened up and we became, you know, very, very close, and that then the relationship kind of follows as actors too, as characters.
I don't think I can ever imagine calling him Eddie. That seems surreal. What about the transition from that to Law and Order? What was the change in character like?
It was exciting because, you know, going from a big American production to taking an American production that everyone was familiar with back home to my hometown, and making a show for British television based on an American product had never been done before. That was a first, and that's what really attracted me to the project. And then, you know, obviously it's a completely different type of television. It's episodic, it's not serialized at all, and that was a blessing and a curse. You know, I it's very hard to follow something that it requires all of your passion and concentration and work ethic, like Battlestar, then going to Law and Order, where, you know, every episode roughly the shape of it is the same. And that was a transition that I struggled with, but yet enjoyed as well. It was a completely different thing, and I'm very proud of Law and Order, and it's, you know, appreciated all over the world now and still going strong. So it was lovely also to be working on my hometown streets and to sort of reconnect with places and people that I hadn't seen for a while. And Battlestar was huge at the time when we went back to the UK, because it was the finale was airing and all that. And the Guardian newspaper had it as one of, you know, the top whatever it was TV shows of all time. And it was lovely to be appreciated like that and to be at home for it.
Excellent. So looking to the future, what's coming up next?
I wish I knew.
Take it easy.
No, I'm not taking it easy. This is the hard time. The hard time is when you're between projects and wondering what to do next and what the right choices are. And then, you know, when the choices don't necessarily want you, trying to convince them that they do. And that's what I'm doing at the moment. I've just done I've been busy, but right now I'm looking forward to the unknown and hopefully the surprising journeys of potential projects to come. I did a series in London last year called The Smoke, which hopefully will get here to Australia soon. I did a film called John Doe Vigilante, which will be coming out here in October, which I shot in Melbourne, and it's an Australian film.
Oh, nice.
And did a romantic comedy just now called The Better Half in the States, which will come out in the future sometime. But right now, me, nothing.
That's not the worst thing in the world,
no,
though,
it's
is
not.
It?
It's okay. It's okay.
Excellent. Well, I'm getting the signal.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Look, thanks
nice
for talking to us.
Yeah,
that was really good. Can we take a quick photo?
Sure. How do you want it? Sitting on the couch?